Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today, and all this week we are looking at the nature of the tribulation period as described in Matthew chapter 24, verses 16 through 28. This is part of an in-depth study of Matthew 24, which reveals the main events of the last days. Each week we have been taking a section of this chapter and studying the topic in detail which arises from that portion of Scripture. In our study yesterday, we did an overview of the tribulation period, while today we're going to be focusing on Matthew 24, verses 16 through 20. And this portion tells the believers who will be on the earth at that time, when they see the abomination of desolation mentioned in verse 15, it's time for them to head to the hills. And our study today will be divided into three sections. We'll look at the context of verses 16 through 20. Number two, we'll look at the need to flee to the mountains. And then number three, give an explanation of verses 17 through 20. So let's look at the context of verses 16 through 20, where a specific sign is mentioned in verse 15, which triggers off this need to flee to the mountains. And what we've seen thus far in Matthew 24, especially in verses 4 through 14, is that there's going to be some signs that are going to take place, six specific signs that will indicate that we are in the tribulation period. And these six signs are false Christ in verses 4 through 5, wars and rumors of wars in verses 6 and the first part of verse 7, and then the third sign is death through famine, pestilence, and earthquakes in the last part of verse 7 and verse 8. The fourth sign is persecution in verse 9. The fifth sign is defection or apostasy in verses 10 through 13. And then the sixth sign is the gospel being preached in verse 14. Now the problem or the difficulty that these signs bring about is that we see these signs in every generation. The gospel is being preached, persecution, false Christs are rising up, wars and rumors of wars, as well as during this church age as well. I believe what Jesus is saying is that there's going to be a point where these signs begin to intensify with frequency as well as intensity. They'll be like birth pangs, like he mentioned, start off slow at the beginning and will increase with intensity and frequency until the second coming is here. But there's one specific sign in verse 15 that is unmistakable. When you see that sign, realize that's the halfway point of the tribulation period, and great wrath and great tribulation is going to come upon the entire world, focusing there in Jerusalem, and it's time to get out of there. And that's what Jesus said in verse 15, which reads this way. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken by Daniel the prophet, standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. And we saw in our study before that the abomination of desolation is an abomination or a false worship, which brings in desolation or destruction. And what happens is the Antichrist goes into the temple, stands in the temple, demands to be worshipped as God, stops the sacrificial system, and causes people to take a mark upon their body to identify their total allegiance to him as God and to worship him as God. Jesus says, when you see that sign, that's when it's time to head for the hills or to go out to the mountains and get out of Judea. And we see this described in Daniel chapter 9 in verse 27, that it's the halfway point of the tribulation period. The second point I'd like to look at is the need to flee to the mountains there in verse 16, which reads this way. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. The Lord tells those who are in Judea to flee to the mountains at the point they see the abomination of desolation. Now, the reason he mentions Judea is due to the fact Jerusalem was located in Judea. When the Antichrist goes into the temple, which will be in Jerusalem, and demand to be worshipped as God, it's going to trigger off great persecution and destruction, focusing there in Jerusalem and Judea, and then literally all around the world. So he says, at this point, it's time to flee to the mountains because the persecution that'll start there will focus on the nation of Israel. Now, there are two passages which focus on this persecution in the land of Israel, which is Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 5 through 7, which says, "For thus says the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask now and see whether a man is ever in labor with child. So why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman in labor, and all faces turn pale?" Obviously, this is a time of destruction. "Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it, and is a time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it." That's why it's time to get out of Judea, not Jerusalem area, because the persecution will focus on the Jews. This is also seen in Revelation chapter 12 in a couple verses. At verse 13, it says, "Now when the dragon," and that's the devil, "saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child." The male child is Jesus Christ, and the woman is the one who gave birth to the Messiah. So during this tribulation period, he is going to persecute the Jews. Some of them are going to flee to the mountains, and the Bible says God will protect them. And so that's going to make the devil even angrier. Now he's going to come back to those Jews that are still in that Judea and Jerusalem area and bring in greater persecution. And that's what verse 17 of Revelation 12 says. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who kept the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. So ultimately, it will be persecution upon all those who follow Jesus, but it'll start there in the land of Israel, where the Antichrist will make his headquarters. And anyone who will not take the mark will suffer persecution unto the point of death. This is a point when great tribulation will take place, starting in Jerusalem and then spreading out into the entire world. And so that's why Jesus says in Matthew 24, verse 16, it's time to flee to the mountains. And this term flee is the Greek term phugo, which we get our word fugitive. So these fugitives need to flee quickly and find safety in the mountains. Our third point today, which is an explanation of verses 17 through 20. The Lord says to flee, and he says to flee quickly. Verse 17 says, let him who is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. So this is going to happen so quickly that the Lord says, even if you're on your housetop, don't go inside the house, but just flee out immediately. Now, for us, to be on the housetop would be something strange. But in the time of Jesus, even into this day, some of the houses were made with a flat roof, with a stairs on the outside leading up to the roof where you could sit down and relax, have your meals there, or cool off from the heat of the day after a hard day's work. So it was a very natural thing for people to be on top of the house. And he says, if you're up there relaxing, don't even go inside the house, because this is going to happen so quick and it's going to be so tragic, it's time just to flee right now. Verse 18 says, and let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. Some of the translations use the term cloak. So even if you're out in the field and if your cloak, your outer garment, which you would take off while you were working, is over on the other side of the field, he says, don't even take the time to go and get that, but it's time to head for the hills quickly, rapidly, because great destruction is coming upon the land. Verse 19 says, but woe to those who are pregnant and to those with nursing babes in those days. Now, some of verse 19 is just practical. So it'd be obviously hard for a woman who's pregnant to run, or a woman with a nursing child to run or to flee. But actually, there's a passage in the Old Testament that describes more likely as to why this would be a horrible time to be pregnant or to have a little child or to have a little baby at this time. Hosea chapter 13 and verse 16 reads this way. Samaria is held guilty, for she has rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword, their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child ripped open. And unfortunately, this was a common practice that the Assyrians and the Babylonians used as a form of judgment. They would take the babies and they would smash their heads against a wall or a rock, obviously, as it says, dashing them to pieces, or even in a gruesome way, rip open the women that were pregnant and kill the babies in that way. And this is the same thing the devil is going to enact in the hearts of men, even in a greater way during the time of tribulation period. Remember, Jesus said this is a time like there never has been since there's been a nation. We see the same tactic that the devil used to destroy the babies when Herod got so angry that another king was born, that he had all the children 2 years and under put to death during that time close to the birth of Christ. Satan seems to use his plans over and over and over again, and he's going to put this evil in the heart of men. There's going to be such hatred in men's heart, they'll actually literally do these things to those Jews and believers that are living there in the land of Israel during this tribulation period. And that's why the Lord says it's time to get out of there immediately, and it'd be better if you did not have babies at that time or were pregnant. Verse 20 goes on to say, and pray that your flight may not be in winter. That would obviously cause a journey because of the harsh conditions to be a lot more difficult. Or he says, or on the Sabbath. And this is probably due to the fact of the religious, legalistic Jews that actually try and stop people from traveling on the Sabbath. In the time of Jesus, one was only allowed to travel 2/3 of a mile or suffer punishment. And maybe it would be that these religious fanatics would try and stop people from fleeing during this time or bring persecution upon them due to the fact they're fleeing on the Sabbath. It's interesting, during the Old Testament era, when the Syrians were fighting Israel, at one point they attacked on the Sabbath because they knew the Jews were resting and wouldn't fight on that day, and there was a great slaughter. Even in the modern day era, when Israel became a nation, they were attacked on one of their most holiest days, Yom Kippur, because that's where everyone was in the temple or celebrating this most holy day at home. And the way the Jews rallied the troops is they sent off a number of their fighter planes, which broke the sound barrier. And when they heard the sonic booms, they realized something is going on. And then all the army was able to rally around that noise. So it says here, it would be good if it was not on the Sabbath. But notice he says to flee for the hills. There's two interesting passages which relate to this fleeing into the wilderness or fleeing into the mountains. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 13 and 14, it says, "Now when the dragon saw that he had been cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who gave birth to the male child." That's a picture of the nation of Israel who gave birth to the Messiah. The devil or the dragon is going to persecute the Jews during this time period. But verse 14 says, "But when the woman was given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness to her place, where she is nourished for a times and a half a times from the presence of the serpent." And that times and a half a time in the Bible is another way to refer to 3.5 years. So it says some are going to flee out into the wilderness for a 3.5 year period and be protected from the fury of the devil. God's going to intervene and allow these that will obey the scripture here in Matthew 24 to flee into the wilderness, and he himself will be their protection. That's why he says, don't worry about your clothing, don't worry about your food. God is going to be the one that's going to nourish or protect them during this 3.5 year period. This passage is also seen by many good Bible teachers as a prophecy that will be fulfilled of Isaiah chapter 16 of that rock city of Petra, which reads as follows in verses 1 and 2. "Send the lamb to the ruler of the land, from Selah," and that's where that rock city of Petra is, "to the wilderness, to the mount of the daughter of Zion. For it shall be as a wandering bird thrown out of the nest." And there he's speaking of the nation of Israel, "be like a wandering bird thrown out of the nest. So shall be the daughters of Moab at the fords of Arnon." Verse 3 says, "Take counsel, execute judgment, make your shadow like the night in the middle of the day. Hide the outcast. Do not betray him who escapes." Verse 4 says, "Let my outcast dwell with you, O Moab. Be a shelter to them from the face of the spoiler, for the extortioner is at an end. Devastation ceases. The oppressors are consumed out of the land." And here we see that reference to Moab, which is that modern-day area of Jordan where the rock city of Petra is. And many good Bible teachers see that this is where the nation of Israel will flee, or a portion where the nation of Israel will flee and find safety. And here God, thousands of years ago, calls out to this nation to receive the outcasts and to protect them. It is also interesting in Daniel chapter 11, verse 41, it says, "Edom, Moab, and Ammon will escape the wrath of the Antichrist in the last days." And this is that very area which is being described here in Isaiah chapter 16. And also, I believe, is that area of the wilderness mentioned in Revelation chapter 12. And most likely is where Jesus is telling these individuals to flee to the mountains. That area along the Dead Sea where there's many hills of the Cave of Edom and Moab, which is modern-day Jordan and is one of the only nations in that area that has any sort of grace or openness to the nation of Israel at this point. Everyone else would like to see them driven off the face of the earth. So here we see that the Lord says in the last days, when you see the abomination of desolation, that's when it's time to flee, head for the mountains, and God is going to preserve a remnant of the nation of Israel that'll flee out into that wilderness area. In our study tomorrow, looking at the nature of the tribulation period, we'll focus on how the city of Jerusalem plays an important role in the last days events. God bless you, and may you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord.